The presidential race is already having a big impact on congressional elections. Take Louisiana. Yesterday, Democrat Don Cashew and Republican Woody Jenkins squared off in a special election to fill a vacant House seat in the Baton Rouge area. The message of Jenkins' ads was clear.
A vote for Don Cashew is a vote for Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi.
A vote for Cashew is a vote to increase Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi's liberal majority in Congress.
Even with this ad blitz and a seat that Republicans had held for 34 years, Don Cashew won last night. Louisiana political reporter John McGinnis joins us now from New Orleans. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Glad to be here.
So, John McGinnis, a Democrat winning what seemed to be a rock-solid Republican seat. How did it happen?
Well, the seat has always not been that rock-solid. I mean, George Bush won this district 59-41 in 2004, but that was against John Kerry, who was just not seen as a popular politician down here at all. And Don Cashew was much more of a middle-of-the-road, kind of a John Brough type Democrat. So it was really sort of an even race to start with. And Woody Jenkins brought some conservative baggage into the election. And he was seen in some quarters as being just a little bit too extreme and having been around too long. So the playing field was kind of level coming into it. But of course, the national parties and the outside third-party groups just came in on both sides and filled the airwaves with real negative attack ads. We heard the ads on Cashew, but the Democrats took it to Jenkins just as well.
Let's hear another of Woody Jenkins' ads. Listen to this.
Instead of Don Cashew, it ought to be Don Taxew. Cashew, tax you. Hard to spell, harder to pay for.
This one was kind of a funny ad.
Right, and Cashew was not very well known. He's from a little town called New Roads nearby Baton Rouge, but he wasn't really known to Baton Rougeans. So they tried to attach him, try to redefine him as a Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi Democrat, whereas the people already knew who Woody Jenkins was. And so I think the negative ads against Cashew just kind of weren't enough to overcome some people's dislike of Woody Jenkins.
Now, John McGinnis, the Republicans are arguing today that they turned a blowout, what would have been a blowout, into a close race. Does that argument hold water with you?
Well, actually, I think the polling coming into it showed Cashew with a comfortable lead, but there was not a good African-American turnout. And in a special election like this, only 23% turnout, it tends to favor a Republican. So I think Jenkins made it about as tight as he could. Don Cashew is not going to be too comfortable in that seat. He'll have to start raising money immediately and look forward probably to another contested race in the fall when there'll be a much, much bigger turnout and the association with the presidential race.
The news wasn't all bad for Republicans. Down in New Orleans, the Republicans won another open congressional seat.
They won the seat. State Senator Steve Scalise, a Republican, won the seat that had been vacated by Governor Bobby Jindal in suburban New Orleans.
So they held on to that seat.
Sure, and that was an easy one. The race was really never in doubt.
But John McGinnis, what can you tell about the national presidential election from looking at this one congressional race where the Democrat was really, they tried to tar him with the brush on the national Democrats?
Well, I don't think that, look, if Louisiana is competitive in the fall, that means, you know, the Republicans have lost all hope. Because if this state is a toss-up, I mean, that means Florida, Ohio, Missouri will be solidly Democratic. I still think if either Obama or Hillary Clinton or the nominees, this will be a Republican state. Maybe not a blowout state, but I think it'll stay red.
Louisiana political reporter John McGinnis, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.